Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Missed.
70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KF8EDQ listening. And I'll try this. Good morning. KVAPKL.
Good morning. I think it's Kilo Delta 8. PKL. This is KF8EDQ, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. My name is Mike. I'm in Saginaw. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. I'm located in Carrollton. The call is Whiskey Delta 8.
Alright, WD8PKL. I'm not quite sure that you're holding the repeater completely. You're coming in, like, next to full quieting when you are coming in, but you cut out occasionally. But, alright, WD8PKL. Out in Carrollton, I didn't catch your name. And, I don't know. I don't get to talk on the radio very often. It's usually very early in the morning or in the evenings. But I'm not familiar with your call sign. What are you up to this early in the morning?
Well, I'm really tired, and I usually wake up this early, sometimes 4 in the morning. And, I've got an ICOM ID52 that I'm talking to you on, but I also am going through a Bluetooth headset. This radio also has Vox, and that's what I was using. Well, now I'm depressing the push-to-talk mic, still using the headset. What I wonder is does this sound muffled or distorted in any way?
Roger. Okay. I'm curious about that radio. I just bought, I ordered, it's on eBay. I bought an ID52A, and that'll be showing up sometime this week, and it's my first Z-Star radio. But your audio sounds pretty good. I am curious to hear what it sounds like off of the radio microphone, and just to compare it. Because if I had to, more thoroughly describe what you sound like, it sounds like there is a small, like deep humming noise, and then your voice comes in, which is a little bit quiet, and then, like I said, I think the Vox was cutting in and out on you before, so if you give me a couple more radio checks, so I can listen to it a little bit longer, I might be able to describe it better.
Yeah, okay. This is the microphone in the radio, and I've had, that's what this is. It's an ID52A. I've had this radio for about 2 years. And they are very, very nice. You would not believe all that they've got crammed into this little thing, besides D-Star and everything else. And when you get it, and you program your call in the radio, before you go on to D-Star, you have to register your call with the D-Star network. Okay, that should be enough to let you see the difference in the voice from this as compared to the headset that I was using. I have three different headsets.
WD8PKL, KFA-EDQ. Okay, yeah, I'd be willing to listen to any of the headsets, but the one that I was listening to before, it kind of sounded like it was one of those small earpieces where the microphone is kind of far away from your mouth, and it was like you were definitely audible, but I felt like it could improve, and it did off of the radio microphone. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting the 52A. I registered with D-Star already, so I think I'm all set there. And then I have a Pi-Star, which is set up on a D-Star as a D-Star simplex repeater. And I have it, it connects to Kansas City wide, and then disconnects and goes over to, like Michigan D-Star reflector, and it kind of bounces between those two. And, so that's what I plan on testing it out, but also the club has a D-Star repeater, and I want to test that out to see how that works. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. I've tried going through that repeater. I have two ICOM radios. I have a 7100, which has D-Star on it, and sets on the desk, and this one. I have yet to hear anything on that D-Star repeater. And I mean, I've listened almost 24 hours a day, to see if there was anyone on there. Call out a CQ, no response, nothing.
Yeah, I can see that happening because the club has this repeater, the 2-4, and then they have a Yaesu System Fusion 2-meter repeater that doesn't ever get used, and then the D-Star repeater, which I assume got used even less than the Yaesu system fusion, which is what I wanted to, confirm that by getting my own radio and playing around with it. So, the club's D-Star repeater, I'm not relying on that for my D-Star. That's what I got, have that Pi-Star hotspot for. But, I'll be listening to it anyway. Like I said, I already registered my call sign with D-Star, and I have a D-Star hotspot, and then I started programming the 52A. I understand I can't do that until I read the radio first, which I already have a plan. Every time I buy a radio, I do a factory reset, I do a firmware update, and then I do another factory reset, and then I read and program the radio because I've been heartbroken too many times.
Okay. Listen, before you do that, pardon me, that factory reset, put a micro SD card in that radio, and save everything that is in there onto that card. I'll explain why in a minute. Then after that, then you can do the factory reset. Okay. After you do that factory reset, you have to recall what you just put on that card, because when you factory reset that radio, it removes all of the repeater, D-Star repeater information, all of it, and you can't get it back. If you run into trouble with it, just give me a holler here on the radio here, and I'll have you call me and bring the radio over here, because I've got a program that will reprogram that and put the repeaters right back on there, okay?
Okay, WD8PKL and KF8EDQ. I might have to take you up on that, or I'm pretty technical myself. My idea was that I wanted an absolutely clean code plug on it, and when you say repeater, D-Star repeaters, do you mean reflectors? Because I think there is right in the CPS, you can update the reflectors that you want in the radio. I'm super, so new to D-Star, I don't know how it works at all, which is why I bought the radio. But anyway, I'm waiting to learn that. But if that's something that is somehow irreversible, then maybe I can save the reflector list as a file on the SD card and then recall it after I flash it. Would that something like that work?
Not exactly. When it saves everything that is in that radio. Okay, not just the D-Star part. That's why I have RT system program, and I've got all the repeaters for this entire area, as well as all the D-Star repeaters worldwide on that program, and I would just flash it over onto yours. In other words, clone it. And the reflectors, okay, that remains with that D-Star repeater setup. Okay, the D-Star DR memory. If you flash that, Every bit of that is gone, period.
All right, I'll have to, I'll read the code plug from the radio, and maybe I'll copy some of it. I don't know. I'll have to take a good look at it because I was using the ICOM CPS. I already installed that on my computer, and I would start filling out the different areas. I was confused on where to put my even analog repeaters that I wanted to put into the 52A. And there was a channel list, and you could make several lists of that. But there was also a digital, like the digital channels, which you could put analog channels, you could put analog repeaters in as well. So I was really confused by that. If that didn't make any sense, maybe I could explain that better. But since you use RT systems, you must be familiar with what I'm talking about. There's like two different places that you can put analog repeaters. So, I don't know. Did that make any sense? Back to you.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, it does. You've got two places to put repeater information and frequencies. One is the DR memory. And at this time, there's over 2,000 repeaters that go in that. Then you've got the analog side, which is bank A through E. And each one of those has, I believe it's a, I think it's 100. I would have to light the program off again. And you can put at least 500 analog repeater frequencies in there. Okay, on different banks. It might be more than that. Seems like it was 1,000, so it'd be like 200 repeaters in each of the banks A through E. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a digital bank, and then there's a regular channel list banks. I'm not familiar with banks A through E because the empty code plug that I was looking at, I didn't know what the maximum amount of banks can be. Because it seems like you can just add them. But, all right, WD8PKL, KFA-EDQ. What I usually do this early this morning, there's this guy, Chuck, on GMRS that I talk to in the morning. So I got to jump over and say good morning to him before I go grab another cup of coffee. But it's been a pleasure chatting with you. I didn't catch your first name. But I do listen to this repeater quite often. Like, I work from home, and if I'm not in a meeting, I usually have a radio on that's scanning, and it's usually squawking. So, this repeater's in my scan, so I'm usually listening. And there's nets. I don't know if you knew, but there are nets that I don't know if you belong to the club or. But I haven't heard you on the net, so it'd be cool if you could join those, if you wanted to. So I'll send it back to you, KFA EDQ.
KFA EDQ WD8 PKL. Okay. Well, I do belong to the club, and I'm just not active, that's all. I know about meetings and nets and everything else that they have going on there. Anyway, there was something else I was going to say about this radio. When you get it, that hopefully the instruction book, the initial instruction book is with it. If it is not, you can get a hold of me and I have it, and I've also got the advanced instruction book that I printed out. And if you're curious, it's about half the size of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Yeah. Anyway, the name here, by the way, is Bob Bravo, Oscar Bravo, 73. Have a good morning.
WD8PKL. All right, Bob. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure talking to you this morning, and I hope you have a fantastic day. So I hope to hear you more on, or again on the radio. KFA-EDQ, 73.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 0700 hours. Missed, 70 degrees. Good morning, 0800 hours. Missed, 70 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 0900 hours. Missed, 73 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
KDAVA, mobile.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 79 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Calling, you are all static and not making the repeater, can barely make out audio and 8AQA.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear, 82 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
And 8AQA.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
And 8AQA, monitoring.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 82 degrees.
Play at the relative humidity of 1000%. This is N8AQA. N8AQA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Saginaw?
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Yankee Quebec Yankee, any station? Kilo Foxtrot 0, Yankee Quebec Yankee, monitoring.
Yankee Quebec Yankee, this is N8AQA.
How you doing, amigo?
A good day to you, sir. I am living the dream. Actually, just cut back down through Bay City, and I'm headed upstate right now. I'm going to go check out Ollie's and get my hair cut. Working hard.
Gonna get that one haircut, huh? How about a Coney dog?
Ah, you brought your jokes. Hey, I still got some left on the side, I think, somewhere. You know what? It's funny. I was gonna hit up Mr. Hot Dog, but it was just like, I don't know. I swear, like every time I go by that place, like people wind up headed out the door. So I just I ended up kind of turning around and hitting that buffet, Great Wall, I think it is. You know, gotta watch my waist. N8AQA.
We're all watching that waist. Kilo Foxtrot, Yankee Quebec Yankee.
I think this is the first time we've actually talked on a repeater. Maybe you did tell me, but there was one, I think, in Morris, you said, close to your QTH there. And I don't remember, you said it was, like, it was down or non-operational or something?
That's affirmative. Yeah, it was, it's out of service. I'm not sure what the reasons are, but a buddy of mine's just setting up a UHF repeater probably 8 miles away that I'm hopeful that I'll be able to access, and I'm going to encourage him to connect it to the interwebs.
Excellent. Yeah, okay, I couldn't remember. I mean, I know you've got Echolink access there, but I don't know. I mean, is there even anything close enough with the Yagi and, you know, 75 watts or so you could hit repeater rise?
Yeah, Alexandria has and Stock Center both have towers, but their elevation's a little higher, so I'm going to need a tower and a Yagi and a little more power to get there.
Yeah, copy that. If they are, I've noticed a lot of the repeaters there when I was checking them out were UHF, whereas, you know, opposed to like the majority of them here in Michigan are VHF, and I think it was sort of a mix in Arizona. I noticed when I was there it was more UHF, but it was a decent mix. So yeah, if it's VHF, I've got a 60-watt monoband Yaesu, but it's just 2 meter. I could send you.
We can certainly give it a try. I need to get it figured out because I want to. They have a net every Tuesday night in the winter. Everybody around here takes the summers off from just about everything. So if I'm going to try to have access, I need to try to access it through there. But I'm not sure they've connected that to the internet. I'm going to have to find one. And there are a couple that are a little further away that I think with a 40-foot tower, a 30-foot tower, and a Yagi, I might be able to reach, like Madison, Minnesota.
Right. Yeah, I need, actually, at my QTH, it sucks that I can literally hit, just because the way the buildings are, and I have no access to a roof that's higher than the big, old, heavy brick buildings that are around me. It just completely sucks in all of my, all my UHF and VHF. I literally get the 370 and that's it. You know, I get the one repeater. And the only reason I can get that is because it's like I hit it with one of that little Bofang on, like, I put it on low power, and it's like a half a watt, and I'm full quieting into that repeater. But yeah, I definitely can't wait to get a little bit more access so I can shoot some waves. N8AQA.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out the local repeater situation. I found there are a few hams around, but they're not super active. So a guy from my church literally just got his license, so we're still trying to get him sorted out on what we're going to do together. Because if we get a couple more people, we can actually get a club, and I'd love to get a repeater on.
Yeah, I think it's four or five. I know you and I talked about this when we were camping in the Wisconsin. But yeah, definitely. I'm trying to remember. I used to. There's a N8ERL repeater. It's a 330 repeater. Guy's name's Dave. I used to talk to him quite a bit. And he actually just, he got a repeater license in his name. And it was the old KADO repeater. Same frequency, same equipment, and I think same equipment. I don't know, but anyway, he got the licensing, and you have to coordinate it with. In Michigan, it's MIARC, it's a repeater council, and just to make sure that you're not interfering with other repeaters. And I know he's got that repeater up and active, but for years it was out in Merrill. It was Dr. O'Connor's repeater. It was the KADO. But like I said, if I catch him on the air, I'd probably catch him right on his repeater, which I'm not far from, in 8AQA.
Yeah, I wanted to mention to you, too, that there's a lot of those repeaters are linked in the central Michigan. So I've tried to think if I can connect to one of those through the interwebs, and then you can connect through those repeaters. Connect to those repeaters, so we might be able to talk a little more frequently on the radio. But we'll have to figure out some way to get this stuff rolling, because I need to make plenty of contacts, or this is going to start getting old. Kilo Foxtrot 0, Yankee Quebec Yankee.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I was totally blessed when I first, like I said, when I was first licensed, I was just super, super lucky. I had an active repeater right there. I was up at the 310 in Bay City. And then I, got a super great deal on with just my technician license, super great deal on that Radio Shack, which was just, it was a perfect radio at the perfect time, perfect band openings. And I mean, with the technician license and 25 watts and a quarter wave up in the tree, I was making contacts in the Netherlands from Bay City. And that just, that kind of lit me on fire. And I will tell you honestly, yeah, like you said, you got to keep it alive. Otherwise, yeah, it'll fizzle a little bit. I've got to head in here. I got about 5 minutes before my appointment's up. So I'm going to get that one hair that I have left cut. But I will, see if I can catch you, on the way out. And I will tell you, it's a pretty active repeater. So chances are to be able to definitely chat with some people. I know they have a lot of nets here. This is November 8, Alpha, Quebec Alpha, and I will be clearing your final, sir.
7-3 Amigo, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Yankee Quebec Yankee out.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 90 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADAVA mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KCAVOA, KCAVOA, this is KD8AVA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Clear. 90 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KADAVA, mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 90 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 88 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. 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 Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.